Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Steve Moore is here, folks. Steve is back. You know who Steve is. Steve is a distinguished visiting fellow with the Economic Freedom for Economic Freedom at the Heritage Foundation, and we've known him a long time, over 20 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is... He was recently nominated, as you remember, not long, the day he was on the show last, he was nominated by the president to be a member of the Federal Reserve Board. That didn't work out. I'm going to ask him to talk about that, and we're glad he's back. Steve, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Jim. It's so great to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, and I'm trying to remember, I've got all your books here, but I can't remember which was the last one. Trumponomics, is that the last one?
Trumponomics came out a few months ago, and it's a good... a summary, an explanation of what Trump believes and what he's doing and why he's doing it. And, you know, it was kind of the thrill of my life to have worked with Trump during the campaign with my buddy Larry Kudlow, who's now the chief economist. And, you know, I'm working on the campaign to get him reelected. This is going to be one of the most important elections of our lifetime.
The
Trumponomics talks a lot about how Trump thinks, how he makes decisions, why he's made the decisions he's made. On balance, you've got to love this economy we've got today. I mean,
notwithstanding
what's happened in the stock market the last few days, this is the best economy we've seen in a long, long time.
I want you to take a minute and talk about your experience, the honor of being nominated. I mean, I'm not jealous of too many people, but I was envious of you, the honor of being nominated to be a member of the Federal Reserve Board, and I'm thinking finally we're going to get a Main Street guy in there, not some pointy-headed egghead from academia. We're going to get a Main Street guy in there, and of course you're one of our people here, so we were real excited around here about you getting nominated. What do you think happened?
Well, look, I mean, I think part of it was just an indignation that Trump would pick someone who, you know, doesn't have a Harvard PhD or a Yale PhD, is not part of the club, and that's why Trump picked me. And you're right, it was an amazing honor, one of the great honors of my life to be nominated. And I'm very strongly opinionated, as you know, and I was very critical of the Fed, and I think I was right. I mean, the Fed rate increases last year.
You called it.
In September.
You were one of the first to have the backbone to call the mistake of that rate increase.
Yeah. And so, you know, and so it was quite an honor. And I think, you know, look, I've written thousands of articles. I've been on TV hundreds and hundreds of times and, you know, given many hundreds of speeches. And, you know, the left had a campaign. They have six full-time investigative reporters looking into me. And nobody had ever seen anything quite like that. But, you know, it was fine. I mean, I did, you know, the president, by the way, was the one guy who always did. One thing I love about this president, he stood behind me the whole way, you know, and even when I told him, look, Mr. President, I think I'm going to have to, you know, withdraw because it's just, you know, this is just too much, you know.
Right.
And he said, most presidents would have thrown me under the bus. He's like, are you kidding? Get back out there and keep fighting. And he's been so good to me, and I love the guy. And I don't always agree with everything he does or says, but, you know, I do love the results. You know, one thing people don't understand about Donald Trump, you know, if you have never met him in person, he is a great guy, and he is.
He loves America. He loves America too, doesn't he?
And I love that about him. Sorry?
He loves America. That's what I like about him.
You better believe it. You know, that's what America, putting America first. You know, I hear people say, oh, putting America first, that's a racist thing. How is that racist? I mean, every president should put America first.
That's right.
You know, you look at what's happened with this economy, Jim. I mean, my favorite statistic, 7.5 million. You know what that number is?
Yeah, that's probably the jobs that are filled right now.
That's right. That's the number of surplus jobs, unfilled jobs in the country. We've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
You know,
Steve, 2 million of those are manufacturing jobs.
Oh, you better believe it. And you know what? We've created more manufacturing, mining, and construction jobs. You know, remember, those jobs will never come back. Almost, you're right, almost 2 million. 1.5 million jobs in those industries alone, and they've been declining. So, and those are the blue collar jobs, and I love what's happening with wages, Jim. Wages up 4%, 3%, 4%, 5%, depending on the industry, in an era with very low inflation. So,
and the low income people are the ones that are benefiting. That the people at the bottom
you
are the ones benefiting the most.
You got it exactly
so
right.
How is this not good for everybody? You look at the last GDP report,
you know, Jim. The consumer spending was way up, and consumers have been carrying this economy. Well, why are consumers spending? Because they got more money in their pocketbooks,
right,
and they got more money in their paychecks, and they got better benefits. And I was, you know, in Houston, Texas, a couple weeks ago, this Hispanic woman comes up to me, and she says, you know, are you the guy here talking about economics on Fox News? I said, that was probably me. And she said, you know, I just want to shake your hand. She said, I just got a $2,000 bonus from my employer.
Wow.
Thanks for the Trump tax cut. You know,
wow,
it was really sweet.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, one of the things that I'm worried about out here on Main Street, we're planted in the ground. We don't have a lot of options, and we worry about Wall Street's excesses, the greed, the digital greed, and now their seeming ability to jerk the chain of the Fed. Is the Fed becoming less relevant as an independent broker? We're concerned that they might be fueling a fire in on Wall Street that could take us all down again like 2008. What do you think?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to see another, you know, crash in the market. I mean, the reason the market crashed in 2008 was because a lot of really bad housing policies by the government and so on. Right now, what you're seeing, you know, look, this is a trade war we're in right now with China. There's no sugarcoating this. And I'm very concerned that the hardliners in Beijing have taken over. We should start calling them communist China again, because they are, their rulers are totalitarians, and they are taking a very hard line, and Trump is frustrated. And by the way, you know, I'm a free trader. You've known me a long time, Jim, but I do support what Trump is doing on China.
I cannot continue
to be in a trade relationship with a country that cheats and steals.
Well, here's one thing that we know about China. They don't share our ethics at all. They don't think like we do at all. And they're willing to hurt a lot of people. But you and I both know they've got a lot more wrong with them. They're in more peril, I think. The longer we go, I think China's in more peril than we are, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Donald Trump used to put it very well. He used to say, you know, if we can't trade with China, we sneeze. If they can't trade with us, they catch pneumonia.
That's right.
And that's true. And, you know, the media is finally starting to catch on that China's economy is in big trouble right now because of these tariffs. Now, look, I want both countries to lower their tariffs. What Trump has always said to me, I want a level playing field with China. But we don't have a level playing field. Did you know they steal $300 billion of our technology and our intellectual property?
Well, some of that, they don't have to steal. We give it to them. That's one of the problems we've got. Hold on to that.
Well, that's even worse. You know,
I know.
You give it to them. You're right.
Hold on to that thought, Steve.
China are three times higher than ours are.
I got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Steve Moore. Now you see why we love him having him on the show, folks. Steve Moore and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.